Judges chapter 6, verse 11 to 15. I'll be reading from the New Living Translation. Then the angel of the Lord came and sat beneath a great tree of Ophrah, which belonged to Joash of the clan of Abiez. Gideon, son of Joash, was threshing wheat at the bottom of a winepress to hide the grain from the Midianites. The angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, "Mighty hero, the Lord is with you." "Sir," Gideon replied, "if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? And where are all the miracles our ancestors told us about? Didn't they say the Lord brought us up out of Egypt? But now, the Lord has abandoned us and handed us over to the Midianites." Then the Lord turned to him immediately. Then the Lord turned to him and said, "Go with the strength you have and rescue Israel from the Midianites. I am sending you." "But Lord," Gideon replied, "how can I rescue Israel? My clan is the weakest in the whole tribe of Manasseh, and I am the least in my entire family." The Lord said to him, "I will be with you, and you will destroy the Midianites as if you were fighting against one man." This is the Daily Revolver podcast with Prosper Osaremesi. Yes, good morning. I know you had a blessed night. It is studying with me again on Daily Revolver podcast. Today we want to look at something amazing. The value you have, your value is Jesus. Now, we all remember the story of the judges in the Bible, that God had used to guide Israel all these years. And Israel had disobeyed God and they were under the captivity of the Midianites. And it was that time that God had said that he was going to rescue them. So he was going to use one man to rescue them. God sent his angel to meet Gideon while he was busy with a daily activity. And then let's look at what the angel of the Lord called Gideon. He said, "Mighty hero." He said, "The Lord is with you, mighty hero." And Gideon, in his very timid stage, began to blab about things that he didn't see. Gideon was busy about who he was. But the angel of the Lord was telling Gideon who he is. Gideon said, "Oh, why will you call me hero? I am the least in my family. My family is the poorest in the clan. So why are you sending me?" But the angel of the Lord looked at Gideon and said, "Mighty hero," calling Gideon from the way that God sees him. We can relate to some of us today. We start seeing ourselves the way God does not see us, because of guilt, because of anything. But I want to tell you today that your value is Jesus. Your value is Jesus. Gideon, that was a very natural human being, said, "Oh, don't call me hero. Don't. I am the poorest. My family is the poorest." But the Lord was seeing Gideon for who Gideon actually is. But Gideon was seeing himself for who he was. The Lord did not say, "Oh, I know you are weak, I'll make you strong." That's not what the Lord said. The Lord told Gideon, he said, "Mighty hero." The Lord was seeing Gideon for who Gideon is. The Bible says that From now on, we should no longer see man after the flesh. What does that mean? That we should no longer look at anybody with our physical, worldly eyes. But rather, we should see them the way God sees them. God sees Gideon as a mighty hero, but Gideon was seeing something else. This, so many of us, we can relate to. Your value is Jesus. Like, you are very valuable to God. Very valuable to God. It took the blood of Jesus for you to be bought. So God no longer sees you the way you see yourself. God no longer sees you the way you see yourself. You might want to see yourself as a failure because you have tried some certain things and it's not working, or you want to see yourself as someone that will not make it. No, that's not the way God sees you. Now, we all know the story about Abraham in the Bible and how he had lied about Sarah so that he will not be killed. Because Sarah was beautiful, a certain king took a pleasure on Sarah, and Abraham had to lie that, oh, Sarah was not his wife, that Sarah was his sister. But when the king, in its ignorant state, because he was working with what he was told by Abraham, told Abraham that he wanted to marry the sister, God sent an angel to meet the king. Do you know what God told the king? He did not say, today I will kill you. He said, you are a dead man. Now, this is a king that was walking based on the knowledge of what he was told. And then the king got scared and said, what will I do? And then the Lord said, call for my servant, Abraham. He did not say, for he is a liar. Did Abraham lie? Yes, he did. He lied. He said, call for my servant Abraham, for he is a prophet. God does not see you the way you see yourself. God does not see you the way that guilt has made you be. Your value is Christ. Your value is Christ. He took the blood of Jesus to redeem us. That's how valuable we are to Christ. So stop seeing yourself like the way Gideon was seeing himself. Stop seeing yourself the way Gideon was putting himself. So I'm the weakest in my family. My family is the poorest. But when God sent that angel, the angel came and said to Gideon what Gideon actually is. Don't allow anybody devalue you. The only thing that matters in your life is what God says about you. I know you must be eaten up in guilt or whatsoever you've done. The only thing that matters in your life is what God says about you. Tell yourself every day that my value is God. I am the precious one. I am the one that God loves. What God says about me is the only thing that stands. See yourself with the eyes of the Word of God, not the eyes of the world. You are the one that God loves. You are the one that carries God's presence. So you see how precious you are. You see how beautiful and wonderfully made you are. Tell yourself, it's only what God says that matters. My value is Christ. Thank you for joining me to study again today. This is Daily Revolver Podcast with Osarumi Seki. Prosper. This is a wonderful way to start your day. Have a blessed day.